with the mixture of all souls in the process. And I realized, Marcia, I didn't give you an opportunity to light a candle, so you're welcome to do so. I apologize. Greg, would you light a candle too, please? All right. See how I am? Cynthia Bourgeau, a contemporary author, recognizes Jesus as a wisdom teacher. She describes Jesus calling us to a radical transformation of our consciousness through a fourfold path to holiness, an attitude of receptivity, a willingness to enter the flow, a commitment to tame the beasts, the animal natures within us, and a passionate desire to unify the heart. Attitude of receptivity, a willingness to enter the flow, a commitment to tame the beasts within us, and a passionate desire to unify the heart. So it's easy to say we're going to do that, right? It's easy to look at the Beatitudes as part of the wisdom path. And the Beatitudes are part of the ultimate Christian maturity. So I'm going to take you back to 2009. We just spent time with our family in Olathe, and the twins turned 20. That is an amazing thought. And Brecken will be 17 soon. And so I looked back to 2009, and this is what I said. We just spent 3 days with our grandsons to celebrate their birthdays. Luke and Aiden turned 6, and Brecken will be 3 on November 10th. Many of the characteristics that I observed in them I still find in myself. The challenge of the Beatitudes is to mature beyond a 6-year-old. These boys are so competitive. The developmental stage that they are rightly in is about discovering their gifts and talents, second consent, and getting good at what they do. It's about differentiation. Holy are the poor in spirit because of God's goodness to them and through them. Those who are poor of spirit recognize that they have received what they are. There are no self-made women, men, neighbors. This is the path of receptivity. The wails that we heard were mostly manipulative and cries of protest. Holy are those who mourn. True grieving is a most human sense of loss, the deep feelings of our hearts. Happy then are the holy who know that they love enough to cry. The path of entering the flow, receptivity, and the desire to unify the heart. Despite parental guidance and grandparent interference, hitting and pushing to be first or get their way is the norm. The holiness of God allows a holy meekness, which does not need to raise a defensive fist, but rather an open hand to receive life as it's offered. That holiness, blessedness, is generous in the face of oppression, and humble or honest as it confronts mystery. Meekness is not passive in response to life, but a gentled response. The path of taming the beasts and entering the flow. These youngsters are in the me, me, me stage, craving attention and wanting everything for themselves. Not a whole lot has changed. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness participate in the love of God, who seeks orderliness and connectedness. Justice is a rightness. It invites a life of gratitude to God, who's given everything and actually does not belong to anyone exclusively. Self-righteousness is different. It's a life based on the belief that our actions are what makes us righteous. This path is to hunger with God's hunger, unifying the heart. Show no mercy. It is survival of the fittest. Happy are they who reveal the mercy of the divine. Mercy is not something God has or gives. God is mercy, the dance of giving and receiving. Everything might be seen through the eyes of self-preservation. How will this benefit me? Happy those whose hearts are pure enough to allow God to be seen through them, and through whose eyes God sees the paths of receptivity and entering the flow. Don't get me wrong, our grandsons can be gentle and considerate and generous, appropriate to their ages. The Beatitudes challenge us to mature beyond a six-year-old. When we have opened ourselves to become receptive, when we have become willing to enter the flow without seeking to control it, when we have tamed the beasts within us, and when we passionately desire unity of heart rather than division, then we will become peacemakers. Inner peaceableness will flow out of us as harmony and compassion, and we will experience the ultimate liberation to live in God in all times and seasons. Irenaeus, the great second century theologian, expressed the essence of Christianity with the adage, "The glory of God is a human being fully alive." So I invite you to think about those people who have influenced your lives, living and deceased, who have influenced you with love and the kind of holiness that is there. The Holy Moments book that we're entering into talks about the holy moment just being that moment when we cooperate with God, when we listen for God's voice and act accordingly. So Marcia and I are going to read a litany. And as we pause, Greg, will you bring me the bonger when you come up here? as we pause, just mention aloud names that come to mind. We're not going to go through the room, so everybody on Zoom and in the sanctuary, just mention the names quietly to yourself that come to mind. Thank you. So we now call to mind our spiritual ancestors. Let us remember the ones who lived and loved deeply, who found the source of their inner strength from you, the divine beloved. My grandma.
Let us remember the light-filled ones who enkindled our spirits with their teachings and the spark of their beliefs.
Let us remember the risk takers who faced their fears and took action, who sought justice even though they had to pay a price for it.
Let us remember the vulnerable ones who allowed us to care for them, to be with them in their time of need.
Let us remember the faith-filled ones who brought us to the Holy One, who led us by their words and example into deeper relationship with God.
Let us remember the brave ones who walked through their struggles with hope, who taught us how to trust and have confidence during our times of sorrow and difficulty.
Let us remember the great lovers of life, whose humor and enthusiasm lifted our spirits and brought us joy.
Let us remember the nurturers who birthed us physically or spiritually, who gave us sustenance by their caring presence.
Sacred One, giver and sustainer of life, thank you for the holy ones whom we have known and know currently, as they embrace you in the white-robed home of eternity, and in the now we give you thanks for them. May our lives model their virtues, may our hearts resonate with their goodness. Amen.